Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha AI, got it. I've heard a bit here and there, but I'd love to know more directly from you. What exactly does Dasha AI do for companies like Acme Plumbers?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help.
That's pretty interesting, Mary. So your AI actually talks to leads like a real person to boost sales? I'm curious, how easy is it to set up and integrate with existing systems?
Tell me more about how easy integration is important to you.
Great question. Easy integration means less hassle and faster results for your business. If the AI can smoothly connect with your current CRM or lead systems without complex setup, it saves time and avoids headaches. Plus, it helps you start seeing benefits sooner. Does that sound like what you're looking for?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you use this service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that perfect scenario a year from now, I'd see a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without much manual effort, sales teams closing more deals faster, and overall revenue noticeably up. Plus, the AI would be handling conversations naturally, freeing up human agents for more complex tasks. How about you? What's your vision for success with Dasha AI?
What do you mean by revenue noticeably up? Why is that important to you?
By revenue noticeably up, I mean a clear, measurable increase in sales income that positively impacts the business's bottom line. That's important because growing revenue means the company can invest more in its future, hire more staff, and improve services. It's really the lifeblood of any business, right? What about you? What's your main goal with boosting revenue?
Tell me more about how growing revenue impacts your ability to invest and hire.
Sure. When revenue grows, it creates extra funds that a business can reinvest in key areas like expanding the team or upgrading technology. Hiring more skilled people means better service and innovation, while investing in tools can boost efficiency. It's like fueling a cycle of growth that keeps the company competitive and thriving. Does that align with your experience?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Good question. Right now, some common challenges businesses face include juggling too many manual tasks, struggling to keep lead pipelines full, and making sure sales teams have enough quality prospects to work with. Does any of that sound familiar to you? What's your biggest hurdle today?
What are all the ways juggling too many manual tasks and keeping pipelines full are affecting the business right now?
Juggling manual tasks and keeping pipelines full can really slow things down. It often means sales reps spend more time on repetitive work instead of closing deals, leads might slip through the cracks, and overall growth stalls. Plus, it can cause stress and burnout on the team. Have you noticed any of these effects in your business?
Can you go a bit deeper on how that stress and burnout is showing up for your team?
Absolutely. When teams are overwhelmed with repetitive tasks and chasing leads manually, it can lead to fatigue, lower morale, and even higher turnover rates. People might feel stuck in a cycle of busy work instead of doing meaningful, rewarding work. That kind of stress can hurt productivity and creativity. Does that resonate with what you're seeing?
Wow. It sounds like your team's dealing with fatigue, low morale, and stalled growth. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Of course, take your time.
What time works best? I have a mid-morning and an early afternoon.
Sure, no problem. Mid-morning or early afternoon both sound doable. Do you have a preference for a specific day, or should I just pick whichever slot tends to work best for most people?
Awesome. I'll lock in that time for you. And just to double check, there's no reason you'd no-show, right? Like you can 100% make the call, right?
Haha, I appreciate the enthusiasm. While I can't personally make the call, I'm here to help you get everything set up smoothly. If you have any questions or need assistance before the demo, just let me know.
Great. Well, I'm really excited to hear how your call goes, and most importantly, to see you get results. So that being said, everything is good to go over here. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day.
Thanks so much, Mary. I'm excited too. Here's to great results ahead. Have an awesome day yourself, and if you ever want to chat again, you know where to find me.